Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling about?
22827.
Okay, thanks a lot. And may I have your name, please?
William Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z.
Okay, great. Thank you. And would you please verify the shipping address?
Is 2715 Stonebrook Lane.
Okay, thank you. So see, on the 30th of April, you began your trial for the Arix FX male enhancement to boost testosterone and boost blood flow as well. How may I help you?
Yeah, the thing is, I've been taking them pills, and I haven't seen nothing change. And I wanted to cancel the order for now. And I've been calling and been online, and I left my number to call me back the next day, and never happened. So I wanted to cancel my order because I already got on my bank account. They already took out money out of it.
Yes, sir, the 9290. Well, it is an all-natural product, which means you need to be consistent with it. It does take a while for that to build up in your system. Now, I can offer a 35% discount monthly if you'd like to continue today.
No, that's fine. I just want to cancel it, and I want the money back in the bank account.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to process a refund. They do require that you call in within the 14 days to cancel to avoid that charge.
I've been trying to call, and you guys never pick up the phone. It's not my fault that it is happening now. I've been calling and left a message, you know, for the callback, and never nothing happened. So it's not my fault that that happened. I've been trying to call, and right now I stayed about half hour waiting.
Yes, sir. So I do apologize.
It's not my fault. This is happening.
Yes, sir.
I just gave my money back on my account and cancel this because I can't deal with you guys.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do apologize for, you know, any misunderstanding on our part. Now, I can cancel the account to prevent any further shipments or charges. I just can't do anything about that. Charge has already been placed on the account. So I do have a cancellation confirmation code for you if you'd like to have that for your records.
Yeah, but what I'm going to do with that, I need the money back on my account. So what you're saying, I ain't going to get my money back?
Well, no, sir, they won't authorize a refund back on the charge. They do require a call in to cancel. Now,
I'm trying to tell you that what I did, and I called and called, nothing happened. I was online for a while, and you guys don't pick up the phone. That's why I don't want to deal with you guys. And now you guys saying that I ain't going to get my money back.
Yes, sir.
I got to talk to somebody, a supervisor or somebody, because this is not going to happen.
Right. No. Yeah, the supervisor is who puts the policy in place. They do stick pretty solid to that policy where they require a call-in to cancel within the trial period. Yeah, so the best we can do for this account is to cancel any further shipments or charges.
Yeah, but the money, I want the money back. That's the thing you guys don't understand. I tried to call you guys, and I don't know why. It's like you guys don't believe it.
No, I definitely, I believe you absolutely. It's just a policy where you have to call in to cancel. I understand that you tried to call in, but they don't consider that. It's just a required cancellation.
You guys get people like me, and then that's not my fault. Now you guys took close to $100 out of my bank account, and now I ain't going to have that.
Right now, I will be glad to speak with a supervisor and see what they'll authorize me to do for you, if anything. Do you mind a brief hold?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. Thanks for your patience. I'll be with you in just a moment. Thank you. Alrighty, thank you very much for your patience and holding. Okay, so I did have a supervisor review the account. I let her know that she did try to call in. Unfortunately, they have not authorized me to return the charge on the account. So I do apologize that I would not be able to do that for you today. But we have you canceled, so you will not receive any further charges. I've removed you from the automatic shipping program.
Yeah, but the thing is the money. Now I'm not going to get my money and the pills. So what's that? What is that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do apologize, but they will not authorize a refund on the account.
Well, if I'm going to lose my money, send me the pills then, because I'm not going to just have nothing. This is
now
messed
the,
up.
The, okay, the, really the charge is for the pills that you've already received. So you're charged
well,
for
I
that first.
Well, I already said them pills. Only one bottle of pills cost how much?
$92.90.
One bottle of pills.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
But I already paid some money for that. So now you're charging me more money.
No, you were charged shipping and handling. They get the bottle out to you. If you don't call in to cancel, you're charged the $92.90 for that bottle.
I'm going to have to do something about this because who else I'm speaking to, because this is – I'm going to have to go somewhere else bigger than this, because this is not going to stay like this. Because you guys took my money and I called and it's like you guys don't care. This is not going to stay like that. This is not going to stay like that. I'm going to have to call my lawyer real quick because this is not going to stay like this.
Okay. Now, I will be glad to relay your, you know, your frustration to my supervisor and see if there's anything we can do to satisfy you today.
No, you're going to have to fix, do something today because
yes, sir.
This is messed up. This is really.
Absolutely.
If I knew that,
now,
I wouldn't even order this.
Right. Now, I can return 35% back on that charge of $92.90. So let me see what that
well,
would come
to. Well, I'm
going
to have to talk to my lawyer. So you need to talk to your supervisor because I'm going to talk to my lawyer after I'm get done with you.
Okay. Now we can retroactively apply my personal discount of 50%. That would refund 50% of that charge. So do you agree to that 50% refund?
You haven't even talked to your supervisor about what the stuff, and now you're going to just give me 50%.
Right, and that's what I can do as far as applying my discount to the account. They are not authorizing anything at all, but I can apply my discount to retroactively credit your account. That's what, I mean, that would be $46.45.
I'm still going to talk to my lawyer because this is not going to be, you know, you guys took money. And I'm trying to explain it to you that I did what I had to do, and it's still, you know, because you guys don't pick up the phones, it's my fault.
Okay, now I will be glad to speak with the supervisor. Do you mind a brief hold? Do you mind holding briefly?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your patience and holding. Okay, so they have authorized a refund of 75% on the account. That comes to $69.68, and you have the product and the account's been canceled to prevent any further charges. So there will be a refund of $69.68.
And how long that'll be till we get back on the credit card?
It was a same-day charge. It most likely will void, but worst-case scenario, it would take 3 to 5 business days to return.
All right, that's fine. I don't want to fight with you guys. I'm just not happy, and I'm sorry if I'm like this, but I'm just not happy.
I do apologize, but we do have that $69.68 on its way back to you, and I've got your cancellation code if you'd like to have that for your records.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's see, like Charlie, 315-56.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I got it. I gotta find a pen that works.
Okay, no problem.
All right, what was it?
See, like Charlie.
Uh-huh.
315.
Uh-huh.
56.
And that's what's that for?
That just confirms that the account's been canceled to prevent any further charges. That's just for your records.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. That's it.
All right. Thanks so much for calling customer service. Have a great day.